Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris back on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Sweet 16 back in action tonight. You can hear all the games starting at 6:30 right here. And we'll try and be on time for the first time this hour. It is 7 minutes and 40 seconds past the hour. Time for a SportsCenter rundown. Last one of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
This SportsCenter rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. mbbonitasprings.com or mbnaples.com.
Sweet 16 action gets underway tonight in the NCAA tournament. There are four games. A doubleheader on TBS tips off at 6:30 with Michigan State against Kansas State. That's followed by FAU against Tennessee. Over on CBS tonight at 7:15, Arkansas against UConn is the first game. 9:45 tonight, the only chalk matchup tonight, number 3 Gonzaga against number 2 UCLA. The Buccaneers are moving on from kicker Ryan Succop, not bringing him back, and Tony Pollard has signed the franchise tag with the Dallas Cowboys.
Cristobal, I'm surprised at you.
Why?
Just came up on my Twitter feed. England is up 2-0 on Italy right now in a friendly, I think. And Harry Kane has become England's all-time leading scorer, breaking Wayne Rooney's record of 54.
I didn't know that.
I know Wayne Rooney.
I believe they're in Euro qualifying, so I think these games matter.
It's 2-0 England.
In
over Italy.
Real soccer, Richmond tied.
What a tie.
Chelsea
on Ted Lasso last night.
And those are all the real announcers, right, that the Premier League has, right? I recognize a couple
of
them.
Arlo White.
Yeah.
And I forget who's the analyst sitting by him. But, yeah, they're real.
These weird microphones. Like, they hold them right to their lip. They're handheld.
Yeah.
Right to their lip. And they got a cover over the top.
So I don't think they actually use those on the broadcast. I think they have, like, regular broadcast headsets.
Well, why do they use those for?
I don't know.
Because a lot of other stuff's realistic.
The greatest... You know what? I'm not going to spoil it.
No, go ahead.
No, I almost gave away a plot line from last night, and it would ruin the episode.
Oh, the
I don't want to do that.
What? No,
I don't want to do
I'm
that.
I'm wondering where you were going with that.
Gavi, or whatever his name is.
What's his name?
Gavi. Talking about Zazi?
Zazi?
Zazi.
Zazi. Sorry.
Yeah. Good times. Good show. I think one of the greatest episodes of the 2.5 years.
I couldn't believe 50 minutes is gone. They're getting longer. The episodes
are
longer.
Yeah, they are.
I like it. But, man, it goes 50 minutes went by. I was like, wow, give me more.
Yeah. All right. Huh. Well, we might as well spray some nuggets around here.
Yeah.
You've got me. I've already locked into the unders on all four games tonight.
I don't think that's a smart play.
Yeah, unders so far this year, 35-17. 67.3%. Yep. That's good.
Detroit Pizza. How about the goal off Danny's face?
Don't ruin it.
Oh, we said that.
Ruining it.
It went on my face.
It's not face.
My face. All right, tonight, so Michigan State versus Kansas State. That is the first game tonight at Madison Square Garden. Rick Coro's been stuck in traffic since 9 o'clock this morning.
We're supposed
he won't join us.
he canceled on us 4 hours in advance. Traffic, New York can't do it. So he'll be on tomorrow at I think
4:30.
4:30.
Yep. Thanks, Chris. I'll call in at 5.
From Kansas City.
Yeah.
With wiping off Joe's barbecue off your face.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be lovely.
I am jealous.
I'm going to have a lot of I'll text you a lot of pictures.
Yeah. You're going to have a lot of time to kill when Miami loses before you come home Sunday night. Monday morning.
No, you got that's all you got. I heard that last week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the boys whipped you, and the girls are still they're the lowest seed left in the tournament. They might win the whole thing.
Think about it, Craig. You could be playing tomorrow night had your team won.
Yeah, you could be in Kansas City.
I could be in Kansas City. Although my move was gonna be to wait till Houston.
Houston.
I was gonna go to Houston.
Shoot big.
Well, I got connections there. I could have done it right.
I think it's a good call. What do you mean do it right?
Know where to stay and who to call to get tickets.
Oh, I got you.
The whole shebang.
I got you.
I mean, me and Jim Nantz are probably two biggest names in Houston.
Well, Tom Izzo, of course, one of four head coaches to make multiple Elite Eight appearances as a seventh seed or lower, and he has to represent, once again, the Big Ten for the embarrassment of a conference that they have been so far in
the
tournament.
Let's not forget Wisconsin and the NIT still alive.
Yeah, well, kudos to them. But another embarrassing performance by the Big Ten in the NCAA tournament.
I don't see it as embarrassing. There are 11 different conferences spread out across the Sweet 16.
Big East and Big 12 with three, or SEC
Fine,
with three.
Fine, congratulations to
them. Yes, exactly. What else? Other than after upsetting number 2 Marquette in the round of 32, Izzo broke a tie with Jim Boeheim for the most NCAA tournament wins as the lower seeded team since seeding began in 79. He'll have another chance to add to that. It's like a pick'em game or a 2-point game. Michigan State carries the hopes of the Big Ten on its back, Craig. Spartans were the last Big Ten team to win the national title 23 years ago.
Hey, this isn't all my fault. Purdue was ranked number 1 most of the year. Where are they? Yeah, exactly.
What conference are they in?
It's their fault, not mine.
Meanwhile, Kansas State, led by first-year head coach Jerome Tang. Now, remember, just a season ago, Hubert Davis, I mentioned this earlier, but worth mentioning again, led the Tar Heels to the national semis. In the previous 50 NCAA tournaments, only 6 first-year head coaches have accomplished that feat. Hubert Davis, Bill Guthridge from Carolina, 98. Steve Fisher, Michigan, 89.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a great night for me.
Why?
Oh.
Did you score?
Jeez.
It was a great night.
Yeah. I knew what he was saying.
I will never forget it. Larry Brown in 1980. It was so odd how it went down, too. This person dumped her boyfriend and just attacked me. What could I do? Bill Hodges in 79. And then Danny Crum in Louisville
right
in 72. Kansas State, by the way, seeking their 3rd appearance in Elite Eight this century. It happened in 2010, happened in 2018. Now, FAU Tennessee, also tonight. We'll get into the other bracket afterwards and the other team. But FAU tonight against Tennessee, I think this to me says 60-59 all over it. FAU entering the tournament having lost its only previous NCAA tournament game. Back in 2002, the Owls now looking to become the 4th team since 85 to reach the Elite Eight after entering the year with no NCAA tournament wins. They would join Gonzaga mm-hmm. in 1999, who reached the Elite Eight. George Mason, Larinaga's team, in 2006, reached the Final Four. And St. Pete's last year reached the Elite Eight. Tennessee, one of the best defenses in D1 all year. They've held each of their first 2 opponents in the NCAA tournament to 55 points or fewer. First time that has happened since 1967. They're also the first SEC team to accomplish that feat since the Gators did it in 2014 when they got to the Final Four. So get this in total. That's why you got to take the under in this game tonight. This screams under, and it fits the trend. Tennessee has held opponents under 60 points 22 times this year, second most in D1. The only team with more was with North Texas. Won an NIT game the other night. FAU has been held under 60 only once this year, though, against North Texas.
Really?
On December 29th.
Don't forget, FAU, Carrot Top, alma mater.
Dusty May, great coach. Tennessee seeking to reach the Elite Eight first time since 2010. They have lost 6 of 7 Sweet 16 games since the round's existence in 1975. I think FAU is going to get it done tonight. Owls seeking their first Elite Eight appearance. 1 of 3 teams still in the tournament field that has not reached the Elite Eight, Creighton, San Diego State, the other 2. Rick Barnes seeking to reach Elite Eight for the first time since 2008 when he was with Texas. They has not advanced past the Elite Eight since reaching the 2003 Final Four.
Was that with Kevin Durant?
I believe
2008?
So. FAU seeking to become the first Conference USA team to reach the Elite Eight since Memphis back in 2008, who lost in the national title game, even though their appearances were somewhat vacated.
Somewhat vacated.
Yeah, completely vacated. Well, that's like that Big Ten championship drought. Really, should Michigan have it since Louisville had theirs taken away?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've taken enough banners from Michigan. We can give them one back.
Yes, we have.
I got more stats to the under in the FAU-Tennessee game tonight.
Talk to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Teams as a 9 seed and higher since 2012 in Sweet 16 games only. Since 2012, the under is 18-6. That's 75%. Since 2017, the under is 11-2. That's 84.6%.
Why would you take the over tonight?
Only reason you take the over is because you go, oh, that's a low number.
Yeah.
They can get that.
They're trying to bait
it. I don't think either team gets, unless it goes overtime, I don't think either team gets to 60. I don't.
I also got teams with 3 straight wins and a dog since 2013 in the Sweet 16, 10-7 to the under.
Cool.
It's a little more even.
A little more even, but still there's a slight lean there.
Stalling.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Vegas tonight at 7:15, 8 seed Arkansas gets number 4 UConn, who's in my Final Four, actually in my championship game. So for the second straight year, Arkansas has played spoiler for a top-seeded team, this time knocking off Kansas, the defending national champ, to advance. Razorbacks making the 3rd consecutive Sweet 16 appearance, the longest since reaching 4 consecutives from 1993 to 96. Remember, they won in 94.
I think this will be
40 minutes of hell.
40 minutes of hell.
Elite Eights if they make it, if they win tonight.
What was that coach's name? Richardson?
Oh, yeah.
Nolan Richardson.
Nolan Richardson.
Yeah. They were tough.
Yeah.
He was tough. A little controversial thing, but he was a tough cookie boy. UConn back in the Sweet 16, first time since 2014 when they won the title. Huskies have won each of their first 2 NCAA games by 15-plus points for the 6th time in the program history.
Craig Sheeman specials.
First since 2009. Yeah, I think they're going to do it again tonight. Not by 15, but each of the last 3 times UConn accomplished the feat, reached the Final Four. They won it in 99, 2004, lost it in 09. Each team led by a dynamic scoring duo. For Arkansas, Devontae Davis, Ricky Council IV. Razorbacks round of 32 upset over Kansas became the first set of Arkansas teammates to each score 20 points in a single NCAA tournament game since 2017. And for the Huskies, Adama Sanogo is awesome, and Andrew Hawkins lead the way. Sanogo, he's the first player to average 25-10 and 70% shooting through his first 2 games of a single NCAA tournament since Blake Griffin in 2009.
Blake Griffin, he turned out okay.
Yep. Tisdale did it in 85 also. Sorry, Chris.
I got an understat for this game as well.
Yeah.
This also applies to Michigan State and Kansas State tonight. Mm-hmm. Both teams that covered in round 1 and round 2 since 2018, the under, 7-0.
Great.
Boom.
Love that.
Book it, Dano.
Unders. Unders.
Unders.
They're no fun.
Sometimes you got to sweat them out.
Place them.
Yeah.
UConn's won 6 consecutive games against the SEC in the NCAA tournament. Each of the last 3 wins have come as an underdog. Arkansas should become the first SEC team seeded 8th or lower to reach the Elite Eight since Kentucky back in 2014 when they finished as the runner-up.
So we got, what, 3 SEC schools in the Sweet 16?
3 SEC and 3 Big East at the top, yeah.
Texas also on their way to the SEC.
Texas Xavier after Miami.
Six, 7 years ago, Sankey pulled all the ADs from the SEC into a room and said, we cannot be the conference of Kentucky and everybody else in basketball. And it was a mandate. You're going to go out. You're going to schedule better competition in November and December. Mm-hmm. You're going to take part in a lot of these tournaments that get a lot of national exposure. We are not going to do this anymore. That conversation with the influx of money from the football programs, this is the result right here. So if you're a Big Ten fan, I think you look at what the SEC's at right now and you go, yeah, this is where our conference needs to be in the next 5 years.
I think
years.
When Billy Donovan got to Florida, it started when back-to-back champions.
Yeah, but
it still wasn't where it is now. I agree as a whole, but I think it gave the conference a hell of a lot of notoriety.
So you had Florida and Tennessee. They would have years where they'd jump up. Vandy would be feisty at times. But, I mean, in the West, nobody gave a damn about their basketball programs.
Yeah.
Now you've got Alabama, Auburn. LSU had a terrible year. Texas A&M had a good end of the season.
LSU was probably one of the most
disappointing.
Disappointing, but they always had some very, very good teams.
Arkansas.
The Big Ten's had a little different than the SEC did. We're just bringing in UCLA and counting that.
Right.
Big Ten. We upped our game.
Big Ten Network will start showing UCLA classics.
Yeah. John Wooden.
No, they do it with Nebraska.
Oh, yeah. Well, there'll be a lot of UCLA hoops on the Big Ten Network.
Yeah, man.
So remember the last time.
Bill Walton, Lou Alcindor.
Yeah. Last time the Bulldogs and Bruins met in the NCAA tournament, Jalen Suggs and Gonzaga to the title game. Remember the epic buzzer beater in overtime.
2021 in front of nobody.
UCLA is the only Pac-12 team remaining in the NCAA tournament. Bruins are hoping to restore glory to the conference champions as no Pac-12 team has won at all. I hate this year. Since Arizona in 1997. Why? Because God sham God for Providence couldn't make a free throw down the stretch.
I knew it had to be a PC situation.
Well, they had dominated.
Went back to it.
They were winning the whole time. Went into overtime. I was ready to make the trip for the Final Four, and they lost because God sham God could not make a free throw.
Craig, Blue Bloods don't have their coach leave for a team that was winless in conference play last year.
I agree with you. And replace them with a girl named Kim. Who does that?
It's such a wild
Crayog, easy. Since the Wildcats won the title, and including this year, the Pac-12 has sent the 6th most teams of any conference to the Sweet 16. 46,
that's not that impressive.
Elite 8, 20, and Final Four. The only Pac-12 team to reach the national championship since Arizona won it all were 2001 Arizona when they lost to Duke, and UCLA in 06 when they lost to the Gators.
I mean, that's not impressive, right?
No.
The 6th most teams?
No.
That's like that actually makes sense.
Again, the one thing that has eluded few in Gonzaga is a few national championships. Few's 40-year NCAA, 40 career NCAA tournament wins are the most by any head coach that has not won a title.
Say that again?
Mark Few, 40 career NCAA tournament wins, the most by any head coach that has not won a national championship. So Few had 40. Eddie Sutton had 37. Bobby Huggins at 34. Rick Barnes with 27.
By the way, Chris, what school has the most wins in the NCAA without a title? With 45.
We had it the other day.
They didn't win any this year. And they are in the state of Indiana.
Is it Purdue?
Yes.
I was actually going to say Gonzaga.
We did this yesterday, yeah.
Okay. It was a good quiz you had.
Yeah.
So
that's a good one. Did you give that many hints in the question?
No.
You should have loaded it because that would have been funny.
What we did, it was a beautiful piece of work by Rick Church. We started off as a list, and then we segued the last 5 into a quiz, and then Pete guessed every school in the country till we narrowed it down.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good.
Did not guess every school in the country. Well, the only reason why Indiana wasn't in it, and
because
full of Indiana
we won national titles.
No, because you weren't in the Sweet 16, and it was Sweet 16
and
stuff.
They've won natties, too.
We've won natties. This was most wins in a tournament without a natty.
I don't remember it.
Purdue number 1.
I was there. I saw it. I don't know.
You have to remember it.
I would have knocked Keith Smart out of bounds.
I saw Michigan State's last natty. I saw the last natty for the Big Ten.
I was there.
Indianapolis, RCA Dome.
Oh, I thought that was the St. Louis one we went to.
No, St. Louis was Carolina beat Illinois in the title game.
And Michigan State was in it.
The Carolina beat Michigan State in the Final Four. Illinois beat Louisville, I believe.
Rick Pitino Louisville.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember.
And that's when Illinois was. God, what were the 3 guards they had? They had.
Is that Battle or am I.
No, they had.
By the way, is that an eagle putting on your hat?
Yeah.
Eagle golf term or just?
Nah, it's cool. I thought it was a cool logo.
It is.
Yeah.
Somebody asked what the smallest team was school wise, population wise.
Darren Williams. He was the good pro from that Illinois team, and they had another guard.
Who was their coach? Was it?
It was.
Wasn't Lou Henson? It was.
No,
it wasn't. Who's the guy on the Big Ten Network now?
No, because Self had just left
Bill
to go
Self
to
left.
Kansas, and it was. Oh, what was his name?
Hold on.
Because it's Brad Underwood there now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's there. What was that coach's name?
What year
name?
Was that? 2001?
2005? Yeah, 2005. You're going to say it.
I forget Gonzaga won in 2021 over Baylor.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. Baylor won.
Yeah. Baylor
Baylor did win. Why
Baylor was good. Bruce Weber.
Bruce Weber.
And he's the, when I said the guy on the Big Ten Network,
yeah.
He's on the Big Ten
yeah,
Network.
And then he went to K-State after.
Why is
yeah.
this thing? I'm looking up the smallest schools.
No, Baylor beat Gonzaga.
Yeah.
I'm 100% certain of that.
Yeah.
I don't know why it says this.
Baylor men's, Baylor women were good. Baylor football was good before Art Briles burned them down.
In terms of enrollment to win, Loyola Chicago, 1963, an enrollment of just about 8,000 students. According to this report, is the smallest school to ever win the title. But this also says at number four, this four, it says, or three, it says Gonzaga, with enrollment of just over 7,500, won their first NCAA championship in 2021 after several close calls in previous years. They finished the season with a 31-0 record, defeated Baylor in championship game. That's wrong.
No, they lost.
That's wrong.
Because Craig was excited that IU's still the last undefeated national champion.
Yep. Villanova.
Thank you, Chris.
Villanova
and I bet
85 only. When they beat Georgetown. Their enrollment was only about 10,000. I also saw something with University of Wyoming.
Right,
University of Wyoming, led by most outstanding
Go
player,
Pokes.
Kenny Sailors, won the NCAA tournament in 1943. The enrollment at the time was around 1,500. So I think that's, I'll go with that.
Cinderella. Small school.
Sister Jean was collecting Social Security then.
That's
funny.
She's been a real strain on the system.
That's funny. All right, we got to take a break.
All right.
More nuggets,
more
I presume.
Nuggets.
If you get to 100, I think we should have a super Social Security.
What, give you $1 million?
Like a signing bonus.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe that's a bad idea. There's a lot of stress on that system already.
Yeah.
It has to do with the population.
Well, yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's got about 11 years left in solvency.
That many?
Yeah, which is more than I thought.
Me too.
I think we've been kicking the can down the road long enough that just about the time I retire.
It'll be gone.
Gonzo.
Well, hopefully it comes back for me.
For you, sure. The men's college basketball tournament continues tonight with four more games. Coverage starts at 6:30. Take the under on all four. And it'll feature whip-around coverage, so you don't miss any of the action. For a full broadcast schedule, log on to ESPNSWFL.com and keep listening for all the college basketball action this March. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in.
This is Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Say my name.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris back on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Just getting off work. Yeah, Chris back from weddings, Jamaica, just a whirlwind tour, trying to squeeze in his college basketball. But he did it.
I'm off to God's country tomorrow.
You are off tomorrow. I don't know what God's
a lot of people call it, a lot of cities, God's country. I don't know.
People say that about northern Michigan.
They say it about parts of Vermont. I've heard about Hawaii.
Montana.
Very vast areas.
Georgia.
Do they?
Blake Shelton has a song called God's Country talking about Georgia.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it makes it official. I mean, that's pop culture right there.
Yeah.
Speaking of pop culture, 25 years ago today, March 23rd, 1988, South Park debuted. Newsweek magazine, front cover, South Park, TV's rude, crude comedy hit, parentheses, ask your kids.
Oh. So funny.
It was.
So inappropriate for us to be watching, too.
Yeah.
Well, not for me. I remember.
Well, I was nine.
Yeah,
I was covering a Bruins game, and a friend of mine said, "You got to watch this," and it's on Comedy Central. I'm like, "Well, I'm not watching a cartoon." He's like, "No, this is different." Okay, and I was hooked.
I've really enjoyed Twitter the last day or so. A lot of people retweeting the Tiger Woods Stephen Ames match from the WGC Match Play in 2005, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where Ames said, you never know, I could beat him the way he's hitting the ball right now. Tiger won that match 10-8 which is about as bad as it can
be.
It's just, he was so unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I believe he birdied 8 of the first 9 holes.
There's a lot of things that don't age well early in Tiger's career. Who was it that was interviewing him? And Tiger basically said, yeah, I like my chance. He was like a youngster. And it's one of the main broadcasters still today. It's like, yeah, okay, kid. Wait till you get out there. I wish I could. The story would be better if I could remember the guy's name.
It would
name.
Be. But, it would be.
There was a lot of that. Doesn't age well on Tiger.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, what was I going to say? The today in sports history, in case you're wondering.
I was.
Because stuff happened
today. Exactly what I was wondering right now.
1926, the NHL Championship, Montreal.
Yep.
Especially Canadians outscored the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-4 in two games.
Well, that's what happens with baseball teams. Yep. Try to put skates on.
How about this, Chris? Get ready for one of your Sister Jean jokes. 1939, LIU, that's right, Long Island University, finished the season undefeated. After a 44-32 victory over Loyola of Chicago in the NIT Championship.
Mm. Was she coaching that day?
Hold on. Some quick math. She was about 19 years old then.
Yeah.
She was a student. she was rushing that year, I believe. For the Greek system, or as they called it then, the modern system.
Is that what they called it back then?
No.
Hieroglyphics. 1957, North Carolina defeated Wilt Chamberlain in Kansas in triple OT to win the NCAA men's championship. That is actually one of the greatest college basketball games ever. That doesn't get brought up a lot.
North Carolina also won the semifinal game in triple overtime that year. Both games, triple OT.
Think about that.
Tar Heels went 54-53. They finished 32-0. Chamberlain, though, was named the MVP.
Frank McGuire, top 3 coach in Carolina basketball history.
Okay.
Dean and Roy are the other two.
In case you were wondering.
In 1963, the 25th NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Again, the NIT was a much bigger tournament back then. Loyola Chicago beat Cincinnati 60-58.
Hold on, what year was that?
1963. That's the Ramblers' first title in their first title game.
All right, I think Sister Jean was about 45.
Think about all that she's seen that go down.
2 pandemics.
2 world wars.
2 world wars. Maybe a third.
Mm-hmm.
She hangs around long enough.
1968, in the spring training game, Chicago Cubs pitcher Jim Ellis creates the lip pass by going to his mouth in a 3-1 count to issue an intentional walk. Cubs manager Leo DeRocher, who was opposed to the new strict enforcement of the rule preventing pitchers from going to their mouth while on the rubber, is warned not to repeat the lip pass or he'll be fined. He doesn't, but the rule is relaxed.
Is that still a rule?
Well, you're not supposed to go to your mouth unless the umpire gives you permission. If it's called out.
Really?
Yeah, you have to ask.
I feel like in postseason baseball, we're always seeing pitchers.
They've got to step off the rubber to do it.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yep. If the weather's bad, the umpire will let you go to your mouth on the mound. 1974, NC State and UCLA streak of 7 national titles with that 80-77 win in double OT. David Thompson led the Wolfpack 28-10. Tom Burleson, 14 boards. That's another good one. 1979, Larry Holmes knocks out Osvaldo Ocasio in the 7th round in Vegas to retain his WBC heavyweight title. That was on free. That was like Wild World of Sports event, if I remember
ABC?
Correctly. Yep.
Yeah.
1980, 18-year-old American tennis star Tracy Austin, we all loved her, wins her only WTA Tour championship, upsets Martina Navratilova.
I remember it.
6-2, 2-6, 6-2.
Tracy, another name that
dude,
yeah, Tracy,
guy girl. And girl.
Yep.
That's ambidextrous? No.
1981.
Tracy Morgan.
1981, okay. And I believe this was right after Sports Illustrated came out with their huge spread about the TPC Sawgrass.
Tracy McGrady.
PGA Tournament Players Championship Sawgrass. Raymond Floyd beats Barry Jekyll and Curtis Strange on the first hole of a sudden death playoff in a rain-affected Monday finish. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, you do.
That one I don't remember.
You do. 1990, gambler Howard Spira arrested for extorting money from Yankees owner George Steinbrenner, who paid Spiro $40,000 in January. The commissioner will suspend Steinbrenner because of his relationship with the unsavory character.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But Calvin Ridley gets a year.
How about this, Craig?
That's right.
When did you start the... Well, London beat Frankfurt 24-11 in the World League of American football game in 1991.
91? I was early 2000s, mid-2000s.
1992, the Florida Marlins begin selling tickets.
And they're still trying to.
And they haven't sold their first one yet.
They had to be so embarrassed watching the World Baseball Classic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Most fans in that stadium in a long time.
Look what ever. What could happen?
In that stadium? Ever.
Yeah, you're right. In that state. Let's see. Tiger Woods in 2003 closes with a 4-under-68 to win the Bay Hill Invitational four straight times. He becomes the first player since Gene Sarazen to win in the Miami Open from 1926 to 30 to win the same event four straight times. Reggie Miller in 2005, 13th NBA player, scored 25,000 career points during the Pacers' win over San Antonio.
There you go. Reggie.
Yep.
Deadly three-point shooter.
He was good, yeah.
No, in that era, phenomenal. Yeah. Today, he would just be a guy.
Right. Yeah.
He would just be an NBA player.
2009, Japan wins the 2009 World Baseball Classic. Its second World Baseball Classic title in two times the tournament been held. Wow. As in 2006, Daisuke Matsuzaka, former Red Sox, named MVP after going 3-0. In the finale, Japan beat South Korea 5-3 and 10 with a two-run single by Ichiro Suzuki off Chan Young Lim before being the winning hit. Suzuki 4-for-6 in the game. Yu Darvish got the win. He just pitched the other night.
Darvish.
After blowing a save opportunity in the ninth.
Well, history repeat itself. Japan won again. Mm. How about that?
Yeah. Angel on angel crime.
2012,
Red Sox. Ohtani Trout.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last out.
2012, Red Sox reliever Bobby Jenks arrested in Fort Myers for driving under the influence, destruction of property, leaving the scene of an accident. Jenks argues that the cause of his erratic driving is because, quote, I took too many muscle relaxers, unquote. After further questions from police, he confesses that, quote, I was just leaving Babe's nightclub because I hit a car.
Chris, where was Babe's? Back
is that,
is that
on
by
the way
Lon,
to the beach?
Lonnie Kai or what?
No, that's on.
Oh, it still exists.
Did they change the name? They changed. No, it's still Babes.
Is that North Fort Myers ish?
No, it's Fort Myers. It's Fort Myers.
Okay.
2012 Yankees pitcher Jobin Chamberlain.
No, Fowler.
Oh, Fowler. Okay.
Fowler.
No.
2012
by Biggie's place.
Yankees pitcher Jobin Chamberlain dislocated his ankle playing on a trampoline with his son, already recovering from Tommy John surgery. He undergoes emergency surgery after an open dislocation. Doctors report he lost so much blood that was concerned for his life. He'll need to stay in the hospital several days. And while the injury is thought to be season-ending, Jabba will be back pitching for the Yankees August 1st.
I do remember that.
And then he had the flies swarm him on the mound against the Indians
disgusting.
In the divisional series or championship.
Yeah, that happened more than once. 2013, Michigan breezes through Virginia Commonwealth's vaunted pressure with a clinical performance and advances to the round of 16 with a 78-53 rout. VCU was relentless in a 46-point rout of Akron in the second round. The 71-point swing by VCU from a 46-point win to a 25-point loss is the largest in NCAA tournament history.
How about that for a trend?
Yeah. See that very often.
Imagine if you live bet it.
Oh, yeah. Fake Eye You Guys says it's still there on Fowler Street. Thank you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Gator Nation says they changed the name, though. It's not called Babes.
No, they changed the name.
It's called Lookers now, according to River
Fire. No, they changed Lookers to...
Hookers? No.
Vixens?
Oh, I like that.
Really? How about that?
I think... I've never been to one here. I've never been to one, period.
Good answer.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never been my thing. Been to a few of them. Never been my thing.
What are you talking about? You're bringing, getting some singles for Kansas City, baby.
Like Stephen A. Smith said, I don't like the smell of it.
Really?
That's what Stephen A. says, yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
He can never go in there. I mean, one cell phone photo away from going, you know, viral. Can't do it.
All right, I'm getting my adult clubs confused down here. Lookers and Babes, I've never been to either one. One's on 41, one's on Fowler. I know one has changed the name.
Will they sponsor the show?
No.
Why?
Maybe.
It should.
We got a
give away tickets for that.
A lot of textures that are.
We could do a live remote from there.
Good with this information.
I'll do a.
Why can't we do a remote from there?
I'll do a drop in on the way home and see if. See if they've got.
Well, maybe
any
they
funds.
Got a nice 5 o'clock early man's buffet going right now since you didn't have your lunch.
I'm hungry.
Don't you have legs and eggs, baby? A little breakfast in the morning. Nothing wrong with that.
All right, we done? I guess we are. We got what you got.
We had a station that did a toy drive at one of them.
One of our stations?
Yeah.
Did a toy drive
at
a strip joint.
It was very successful.
I'm guessing 96 K-Rock?
No, it was our old rock station, 99X.
99 here? Okay.
Yeah.
And
it was a good event.
They went to the strip club and did a toy drop.
Yeah. Zito was with his old partner.
I was
going to
guess Jeff Zito.
Yep, he was with his old partner. And
damn, wish I was here.
Did a morning show.
In the morning stuff? Oh, were they getting
it's
people leaving?
It's business. It's not illegal.
It's kind of early. 6 o'clock? I was wondering.
Told you. Legs and eggs. There are a lot of adult gentlemen's clubs that have legs and eggs specials.
All right. I think that's enough for today. It's time for you to go on your little trip. What you got coming up next? Sherman Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, couple of losers last night. And loser the night before. I'm actually on a 3-game skid after being red hot. I'm now 14-7 in my last 21. That's still 67%. Still good. I am going to take the under Michigan State, Kansas State tonight. I think it's at 138. Michigan State, a good defensive team. And this is one of those teams that would kind of. They're very picky about how many where they take the three-pointers. They can hit them, but they shoot a lot more twos than they do threes by a long shot.
Here's 138. You're right.
Yeah. So, of course, I'm right. I'll take 138, the under, Michigan State and Kansas State. You're welcome. Pete Shepard.
I just want to double-check on the line. Mm-hmm. I've already given, you know, my tournament lock. It is UCLA -1. Sorry. Sorry to play Seahawks, Brandon. I gave you a loser last night with the stupid Knicks. But anyway, last 50, 35-14-1. That is exactly 71% for the year on this show. 19 games over 500, 36-17-1. That is just about 68%, 676. And UCLA -1, but I like all the underplays as well, and UConn. But the play for the show that I'm giving out is my NCAA 2023 lock of the tournament, UCLA -1.
Okay. Should be a great game.
Yep.
Crystal ball?
Can't find my last pick.
Well, that would have been like.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah. Just start over.
I'm still below. I'm still below 500.
I was going to say you were around 500. Why don't you just start fresh as of
okay.
March 23rd?
I'm 0-0, my last none.
Yes.
So we're starting over.
Okay.
I'll give you two plays tonight.
Oh, good.
Under 139.5 Arkansas UConn. Under 130 FAU Tennessee.
Did you give out two plays the other day?
Yeah.
I did.
They both lost.
Yeah. Yes. I said I've lost 3 in a row now.
Yeah, okay.
I keep accurate score around here.
I don't keep
and track. And if you listen, I mentioned all that
I'm
3
accurate.
Minutes ago. All right.
I'm accurate.
Well, that will do it. Let's see. So tonight we got the game starting at 6:30.
Oh, yep.
What? What's wrong with you?
No, I didn't.
What?
I thought I found it.
Oh,
West Virginia. I lost that.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm 20-24 on the year.
Okay.
All right, well, keep that. You got to keep that going.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, now that he found it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Pete, I'll expect your XFL pigskin picks before 2 tomorrow.
Just give me the favorites.
All of them?
Yeah.
Even Orlando?
What's Orlando?
I don't know.
Just give me all of them.
I don't know. I was just guessing. No, Orlando's got a team.
I don't think they do.
No, I'm...
Tampa does. Don't they?
That's last year.
Is it Tampa?
I don't know. I don't know. All right, give me all the underdogs. And actually, ask Otis who I should take and pick whatever he's picking.
Now you've given me three choices.
All right, take the underdog. Give me all the dogs. Give me all the underdogs.
Orlando Guardians.
Isn't that Steve Spurrier's team?
No, it's a real team.
I'm calling in from...
I'll do it for Chris. For Pete Shepard, he's going to be gone tomorrow. I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. God bless America and Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.